We had some big days against Green Bay.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to have one this Sunday.
What kind of, how tough are they?
Pretty good defense. They're minus Matthew, so you know we're gonna try to take advantage of that. But it's always a big game when Green Bay come in town when we face those guys. So we gotta make sure that we're crossing the T's and dotting the I's and taking care of the football to be able to get a win.
You were saying that the linemen gotta get more physical. What did you mean by that?
Say it again.
You were saying that the offensive line has to get more physical. Didn't you say something like that?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I feel like we all can play more physical, as the offensive unit.
3-4 defense they play Green Bay, right?
Say again?
3-4.
Well, they have different fronts, and they'll get in a 3-4 defense. Sometimes they'll get in the four down defense as well, but we have all the answers for that.
Is that tougher to run against?
Not really. I actually like running against 3-4 defenses. It appears to be more open. That first initial defense. I love running against 3-4 defenses.
Adrian, the Packer game last year to close the regular season, Christian Ponder had probably his best game as a pro. Why was he so effective in that particular game, from what you remember?
He came out and played with confidence. The guys surrounding him offensively, we was all focused in and dialed in on getting a W, and we was able to be a balanced offense.
Any thoughts on why Christian maybe hasn't looked like the same guy in the first three games he started this season after looking so great in that last game last year?
Nah, you might want to ask him that one.
Is it easier in a sense going back to having Christian at the helm, because you're more familiar with him, maybe you can expand the playbook a little bit. Is it in a way easier for you guys or no?
You can say that, definitely. Just taking last week. It's obvious, with a new quarterback coming in, like with Freeman, that he's not going to be able to know the full playbook, so having Christian in there who knows it. we're going to be able to, pull more out of the arsenal, that's going to be able to help us out a lot.
Adrian, this is the point last year where your season really took off. What were there other factors besides just your knee getting 100%?
Last year?
Yeah.
Just repetition, I would say, and, just being able to get stronger and get more comfortable, after that 5th to 6th week.
Were there any changes on the offensive line at that point? Nothing? Just
no.
Rhythm?
Same guys.
AP, would you like more touches? Do you feel like you need to get more touches or get in the flow?
Well, anytime you have two games, you have, 13 carries or less, you definitely want more touches. Just like getting the floor of things. Cleveland, we kind of got the game got out of whack, so we had to get away from the run game. One thing that we're going to do, we're going to try to get back to focusing on is, establishing the run, getting those guys up front and working and, sweating and, then be able to come more balanced.
Did you give any of the input to the coaches on that?
Say that again?
Did you give any input?
I don't think I had to.
Is your hamstring affecting you, or how much is it affecting you out there on game day?
I feel like it was definitely hurting a little bit. But I feel like it was more my mind as far as, it's strange to say that, but I think I was kind of holding myself back, not being able to stretch out and really run, I think I was kind of hindering myself. Now that I'll be able to be more relaxed and got a clearer mind, I think I'll be able to go out there and roll full speed.
Just having confidence that it's okay? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. It was something I had been dealing with for about 4 or 5 weeks. And the way it came on, it wasn't like a normal hamstring, like a tweak or anything like that. Gradually became sore. Climbed up from the bottom of my hamstring up to the middle. And, I didn't really know what was wrong, but, I'm feeling good now. I've been doing a lot of work with Eric Sugarman and his staff. The guys have been keeping me, keep me in the training room and keep me ready.
Adrian, you mentioned earlier that Ponder knows the system better. That should help, shouldn't it?
Yes, sir. It definitely should help.
Could you enlarge on that?
Say it again?
Could you enlarge on that a little bit?
Well, yeah. You know, anytime you have a guy that's, you know, that's back there that can run the offense, you know, 100%, that knows it in and out, you know, in sync with the receivers, you know, guys he's been around, he's been throwing to for years. You know, it kind of put things together when you're talking about everyone being on the same page and not, you know, it takes away those mental errors as well.
Adrian, when you take stock of being 1-5, the uncertainty at the quarterback position both this season and maybe next year as well, how do you feel about the direction of the team?
I don't know. You know, I try to stay in the now, you know, and, you know, right now we're getting ready to play the Packers, you know, with a chance to, you know, get a W, you know, get our first win at home and, you know, keep our hopes alive, you know. So I try to think ahead, even though we do that at times. But at this point in time in my life, I'm not really looking ahead.
Is this a must win, Adrian? You have to get this game.
I feel like it's definitely a must win. And, you know, I'm sure the other guys feel that way as well. You know, it's a divisional game. You know, it's a home game, and we're 1-5, you know, so we need to pull out every game we can.
You talked about your hamstring injury kind of coming on slowly. Do you think that the coaches were hesitant to give you more carries because of that?
They didn't know anything about it until maybe like last week. That's when I really felt, you know, like, okay, I'm starting to feel something now that could slow me down a little bit, you know, so. And I really didn't say anything to those guys until, you know, like last week, you know, and just told them it was tightness, you know. It's more so a feel that when I run, I was kind of hesitant to stretch out and really stretch the hamstring, thinking that I was going to, you know, pull, you know, so that's how I kind of had it in my mind. That had nothing to do with, you know, the coach's decision.
What's the idea? A couple more good carries for you in the game.
100.
Chris Chiponda was saying yesterday he thought that maybe 3 weeks away from starting, having a chance to look on from afar, you know, might help him, his mindset becoming more relaxed. Would you kind of agree? How do you feel, you know, the time where he could help him?
Yeah, you know, give you time to sit back and think. It's humbling, you know, once you get benched. And, you know, when you feel like you're coming in, you know, he's been in. And since the moment he's been in, I'm sure it's been like the weight the world's been on his shoulders. So in a sense, I can see how, you know, being able to just kind of get away from it and just take a deep breath and kind of relax and, you know, take another look at things and, you know, see how I can get better and things that I can do to help this team win. And then, you know, get an opportunity to come back more refreshed and with a different mindset. You know, with experience and the things that he has experienced, you know, can bring a champion out of you.
Adrian, why do you think that there hasn't been the same patience in the running game as last year? I mean, look at that, your best game of the year last year, the Rams game, 7 carries, you had 0 yards, then you end up with 212. Why do you think there hasn't been the same patience with the running game as last year?
And what do you mean by patience?
Like, well, committing, staying, you know, staying with the run instead of going away from it.
I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea. I can't answer that.
Adrian, with your hamstring, do you feel like your hamstring is something that you would need to take a week off to rest at all, or just something you think you can keep playing through?
I feel like I can keep playing through it. You know, I'll be okay. Like I say, it's not tweaked or anything. It actually came from a bruise that I occurred, you know, about 5 weeks ago, and I think just overworking the hamstring, you know, brought that tightness. So now I'm like, you know, my hamstring is tight. I don't want to, you know, stretch and pull anything. So it's more of that type of situation. Thank you.
Thanks.